The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 35, Arrival at Jerusalem. As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, James and John asked a favour, that, when Jesus came into his kingdom, they might sit on his right and his left. Jesus asked them if they were able to face what faced him, and they said they were. Jesus told them that they would indeed suffer as he was going to, but that the highest places in his kingdom were not his to give. When the other disciples heard about this conversation, they were indignant. So Jesus explained to them that any of his followers who wanted to be great must be prepared to serve as he was doing, giving his life as a ransom for others. Just outside Jerusalem, Jesus sent two of his disciples into a nearby village and told them to bring back a donkey which they would find tethered there. If they were challenged, they were to say, "The master needs it." They did as they had been told, and, when they had brought the donkey, they spread their cloaks on it. Other followers spread their garments and greenery from the fields on the road in front of Jesus. And as he rode into Jerusalem, crowds acclaimed him, waving palm branches and shouting, "Praise God! God bless him who comes in the name of the Lord! God bless the kingdom of our father King David, which is to come!" So a prophecy of Zechariah was fulfilled. The next day Jesus went into the temple and drove out those who bought and sold there. He declared that the temple should be a house of prayer, but that it had been turned into a den of thieves. The authorities wanted to arrest him, but they were frightened of the crowds who gathered round him and who were spellbound by his teaching. One evening Jesus was eating in a friend's house in Bethany, where he was staying. A woman came in with a jar of costly perfume and anointed him with it. Some of the guests were indignant, saying that the perfume could have been sold and the money given to the poor. But Jesus defended the woman, saying, "You can help the poor at any time, but by anointing me, this woman has prepared my body for burial." After this, Judas Iscariot went to the Jewish authorities and offered to hand Jesus over to them. He was promised 30 pieces of silver to betray him. He began to plan how an arrest could be contrived. This was taken from the Gospels of Mark, John, and Matthew.